It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake.
I have confronted the prejudice of race and challenged the issues of my own disability. I have served in government for over two decades. I stand willing and able to lead this state to a brighter future and a better tomorrow. Let me reintroduce myself. I am David Patterson, and I am the governor of New York State.
And with those words, David Patterson became the first African-American and legally blind governor of New York. Today marks the governor's first year after his predecessor, Eliot Spitzer, had to step down after admitting being involved with prostitutes. Here to talk about this roller coaster ride in the past year is WNYC's Elaine Rivera, who's been following the state's 55th governor. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So at his swearing in, Governor Patterson spoke of a brighter future and a better tomorrow. Has it been that way for him in the past year?
I don't think most people would say that, Richard. He's had a very tough year. I mean, from the very beginning of his swearing in, there was a major misstep. In light of the Spitzer scandal, I think he panicked and immediately admitted to these extramarital affairs on his part. But after that, he did have a very brief honeymoon. People had very high expectations for him, especially after the combative take-no-prisoners approach of Eliot Spitzer.
I mean, I recall during his swearing in, I mean, the crowd went wild when he got up to the podium.
It was, for people, it was just they never thought they would see it. It was a historic moment. But, you know, he was also seen as charming and witty and smart and a unifier. So the first few months, his trademark sense of humor helped people get comfortable with him. Here's a few weeks after he entered into office and he spoke to the state teachers union, who had given him a standing ovation when he was introduced.
Thank you. It's my proudest honor to tell a bunch of teachers to sit down.
But the honeymoon didn't last long.
So what happened here?
Well, the economy imploded, and early on he got high marks for ringing the warning bell, saying that New York had to brace itself. Here he is back in July explaining why he was calling a rare special legislative session.
The damage on Wall Street is infecting all of our communities, and its effects on our New York State finances are devastating.
He was also the head of the curve on AIG, the giant insurance company that a few months later almost collapsed. He was also very shrewd in selecting Richard Ravitch to head the MTA plan. Ravitch is respected by virtually everyone. So overall, the Albany insiders I've spoken to say his strongest moments have been dealing with this economic crisis.
Now, he's also helped many poor families in the state by raising cash assistance and food stamps. Why are his approval ratings so low then right now?
Well, some would tie it to the resignation of his chief of staff, Charles O'Byrne, who had to leave after it was disclosed that he had tax problems. O'Byrne was seen as a key advisor and a watchdog for Patterson. And Patterson is kind of an indecisive guy, and he wants to be liked by everyone. So O'Byrne did the so-called bad cop things you have to do. And it's interesting to note about Patterson, what makes him likable is also his Achilles heel. He wants to agree with everyone, and that actually comes across, as I said, very indecisive.
So what are some of the examples of that?
Well, the most obvious one is the selection of the Senate seat,
sure.
The waffling about Caroline Kennedy and how coy he was and how he went back and forth on that issue. And the most obvious example was the inauguration day when he gave several interviews. One was in the morning where he told reporters that he had a very good idea of who he was going to pick. But a few hours later, he appeared on CBS and this is what he said.
I'm not totally sure who I'm going to appoint yet.
And Elaine, there are other criticisms as well, right?
Yes. Again, it goes back to him wanting to be liked by everybody. As he told me, he really had to count on people growing up because of his disability. One of the things he said was that that makes him a good person to be in government because he knows how to build coalitions. But he also needs to learn how to delegate. And he's seen as wavering on certain positions. He'd been strongly criticized by progressives, drug reform advocates, energy environmentalists. And he won't back down on the millionaire's tax. And those who've known him for a long time say he's disorganized. But again, to give him the benefit of the doubt, he never had a transition period. He was thrown into this during probably one of the most turbulent economic times in the history of the state. And he's beginning to realize this himself.
So, Elaine, can he survive these sinking poll numbers and perhaps win in 2010?
Oh, no one knows for sure. As he told me back when he was lieutenant governor, 24 hours is a lifetime in a politician's life. And he would know that's how he got into office. And it remains to be seen if that's how he's going to stay in office.
Okay, WNYC's Elaine Rivera on Governor David Patterson's first year in office.